This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Ryan Warner. I-70 is closed in both directions near Morrison due to a fiery crash involving a fuel tanker. One person is dead. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says a fuel tanker crashed and caught fire, spilling fuel across the interstate. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but crews are still clearing up debris. Officials say travelers should expect delays and that the evening commutes may be affected. Researchers at CU Boulder are thinking about the next pandemic. A new study from CU and UCLA shows that social distancing, along with vaccines, saved more than 800,000 lives. But it warns next time people may be less inclined to change their behavior as drastically or for as long. CU's Stephen Kissler is a co-author of the study.
It's easy for us to say that it's impossible to collect the kind of data that we need to really stay on top of a new emerging pathogen. It's never been done before, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it couldn't be done now.
A fossil of a newly identified animal found east of Colorado Springs has revealed new information about life after the mass extinction of dinosaurs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Archaeologists unearthed skull and jaw fragments from the Melitocodon lidae in Corral Bluffs open space in 2019 and again in 2021. A new study published in the Journal of Mammalian Evolution says the small chinchilla-sized creature belonged to a group that eventually gave rise to all mammals with hooves. Tyler Leeson with the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is on the team that found the fossils.
And we're just now starting to publish lots of papers on them because science takes time.
Leeson also named the mammal. Its genus, Melitocodon, honors Sharon Melito, a volunteer from Colorado Springs who found the first fossil. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.